The Kingston Canadian Film Festival has announced that the award-winning documentary Blue Rodeo Lost Together will be the closing night film on Sunday, March 2nd. This screening will bring Blue Rodeo co-founder and Queen's University alumnus Jim Cuddy back to Kingston alongside co-founder Greg Keeler and director Dale Heslip. Cuddy and Keeler narrate the film, telling the story of Toronto band Blue Rodeo from their beginnings to their current status as one of Canada's most cherished bands. In anticipation of the event, we spoke with Jim Cuddy and director Dale Heslip about what festival attendees can expect.
What can audiences expect from this film closing out KCFF this year?
Oh, I think it's fantastic that it's closing the Kingston Film Festival. I think it's fantastic that Jim and Greg went to Queen, so it's going to have this sort of this emotional connection, because it kind of all started there. It started on a car ride going from Kingston to Toronto, and they decided to make a band, and they've been together ever since. So we've been getting a lot of really great reaction to the film, and it played at the Whistler Film Festival in December. It played at the Salt Spring Film Festival just last week. It's playing the Hot Docs Theater Saturday night, sold out. Jim, Greg, myself, and Erica M are going to do a Q&A. Then it's doing Cineplex across the country, 38 theaters across the country, February 2 and 3, before it comes to Kingston. So I don't know. The ticket sales have been going crazy. There's obviously a ton of Blue Rodeo fans out there. And I don't know. We really like it. I have to say, when we heard that the band liked the doc after we sent it to them, I was like, yes, thank God. But the fans have been reacting the same way. There's a real nice honesty to this doc, and it's a really nice way to get to know the band, that's for sure.
Yeah. And Jim, how is it for you to be, you know, reflecting back?
You know what? It was a real joy to go down memory lane. To do the doc, but it also uncovered some uncomfortable times. I mean, I think in a 40-year span, life together, there are going to be some difficult times, and maybe those times were a little more difficult than I remembered. And so it was good to drop my suppressed guard and just take things for the way they were, because now they're good, and so it's easier to look back on the difficult times when times are rosy. So yeah, it's amazing. I think that Greg and I started as high school friends. And so I think that for any of this to have happened to us would be unimaginable. I think we both realized at a certain time we wanted to absorb ourselves in music for the rest of our lives, but whether we were going to be able to do that or not, who knew? And so to find ourselves here, even talking about a documentary, is full of gratitude and wonder.
Cuddy also dove into his time at Queen's prior to Blue Rodeo and his roots in Kingston.
Right. Well, I graduated from Queen's in 78, and Greg picked me up, and I told him that I wanted to devote 1 year to music, and then I would go to law school or something. And he said, well, let's get a band. And so from that car ride till now, we've had a band. So we planned a band. We got a band called the Hi-Fis. That played for about 3 years in Toronto. Then we moved to New York, and we had a band down there where my wife, girlfriend at the time, went to acting school. And it wasn't until we came back to Toronto in 84 and got Blue Rodeo together in 85. So that had been, you know, I'd been out of school 7 years at that point. And it wasn't until that point that we got this band that we thought, wow, this is a really good band. I mean, we had Cleve and Basil, and then we had Bobby Wiseman. And I think no matter what had happened to us, we would have been happy that that band was so good and played our song so well. So, and then it goes from there, but that we had a very strong start after 7 years of, you know, of meandering. We had a very strong start when we finally got Blue Rodeo together.
Well, how does it feel to be returning to Kingston after all these years?
Well, I love Kingston, and I probably play there once a year. Like my roots in Kingston go way back. My parents went to Queens. My dad came there. My mom was from Prince Edward County, so she obviously wanted to go to Queens and wanted to get out of Prince Edward County. And my dad came as a war vet, and they met and they married, and then they had their life, had their kids, they divorced. And then when we were young parents, when I was a young parent with my wife, my parents went back to Queens and remarried. So that's two marriages. my wife and I met at Queens, and now our youngest son, who just married his girlfriend, they met at Queens well. So we're three generations and four marriages, one couple twice.
Yeah, so it must be special to kind of, you know, be returning for this.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, I loved it. I loved it in Kingston. I love my years in Queens, and I love going back. There's something very inspiring about it. There's something very tranquil about it, and yet there's a lot of energy on the campus, and it's not too bro for me, and it's a great place.
Once again, that was co-founder of Band Blue Rodeo, Jim Cuddy, and director Dale Heslip on the documentary Blue Rodeo Lost Together, closing out KCFF this year. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.